So, Tolokita, the game yesterday would have been quite traumatic, I would have thought, for anybody who was a Manchester United fan. But I don't know if a lot of our listeners know that Mark Robbins, the Coventry City coach, used to play for Manchester United. And he was credited for many, many years with saving Alec Ferguson's job. Because Ferguson, in his first 3 years, won nothing. They were struggling in the FA Cup. Robbins scored in an FA Cup tie in 1990 against Nottingham Forest, scored the winner in the 114th minute of a semi-final replay against a lower division club. And Ferguson himself said, without going on to win the cup that year, quote, grave doubts would have been raised about my suitability for the job. And they went on to win the FA Cup, thanks to Mark Robbins. And he won, of course, another 27. But isn't it fascinating? He almost ended a Manchester United manager's career. I mean, it might be over anyway for Ten Hag. But I love the way these things come round and these fine, fine margins. And when I watch Chasing the Sun, you actually realize an inch here, or an inch there, a foot there, half a meter, it could have been all over.
I was listening to the commentary and they were saying that had they actually lost that that game, it would have been over for Sir Alex Ferguson. And me and Jono were just dissecting the game this morning.
Yes.
And we're just going, maybe it wouldn't have been a bad thing for Manchester United to have lost yesterday's game, because you were sitting there as a United fan going, oh, I still have to deal with this for like one or two more games. It was just bad, John. I know we're through to the final, but City are just probably going to beat us 6-0.
Yeah.
So it's like, pick your battle.
You never know, but I'd love to hear from you, by the way. Is there something where it could all have been so different if something different had happened? Maybe there's an example from your own life, or maybe there is an example from things around you. It could be in sport, it could be in business. Give us a call on that. I'd like to compile a little pile of those. Let's turn to something different, though. I mean, one of the things that we were chatting about earlier as well, apart from that extraordinary bit of history and coincidence in the Man United game, Tolokelo, was the thing about being an adult that nobody warned you would be so difficult or complicated or tricky or hard to perfect. Can you think of something?
I like this because in the morning on Saturday, I was having this conversation with myself. Every day you just have to wake up and do something.
Yes.
Even when you're tired, you just have to do something. You have to take your car in for service. You need to buy groceries. You need to decide what you're going to eat. All of those things. There's just always something to do. And for some reason, it's your body will always wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Whether it's a long weekend, whether you have to go to work, your body just goes, okay, let's go. We're not going back to bed.
So the thing that nobody told you, nobody told us there'd be days like these, as the Beatles said once, is that nobody told us we would always be busy all the time. All the time. Okay, Vangeli. The thing that nobody prepared you for.
No one prepared me for bills.
Yes.
The most parents did was, grow up and you'll see. It was always very cryptic. You know, and it was like,
and then you'd be like, we don't have money. I'd be like, how do you work and you don't have money?
Hey, but you grow up, you work, you realize, hasina mali. There is no money.
Yes.
You know, because there's so much. We're stretching the rand as far as we can to help where we can. And there's a certain honor, I guess, that comes with just giving and sharing, you know, and so we understand that we may not have money, but these days, hopefully, it's all again, won't last forever. But yeah, there's more days of not having money than days of having money. But we understand it's the life we live.
Nobody told us there'd be days like these. Nobody told us we'd be busy all the time and that our body clock would say, get up even when it's Sunday, because there's stuff to do. And nobody told us and warned us and prepared us for bills. What do you feel? Nobody prepared you four in adult life. Give us a call. 011-883-0702 and 072-702-1702. It's 9 minutes to five.
On 702.
3 to 6 p.m.
Let's now turn to something we do every Monday. We call it hashtag Fix My City. Not in the company today of our usual co-host on this feature, Feral Huffagy of Daily Maverick. She'll be with us at the same time next Monday. But we thought, let's keep dealing with city issues. Now, one of the things that was shared with us is there are a number of blocks of flats in the northern part of Johannesburg that are in a serious serious dispute with the city of Johannesburg. They had their water disconnected, despite, they say, reaching a payment agreement with the city of Johannesburg. And there have been another things that have flowed from that, including, they say, city of Johannesburg employees who were supposed to have reconnected them, actually asking for a bribe. So what's going on? Rutenda Botma is resident in a building called Melrose Gardens and represents the body corporate. Good afternoon to you, Rutenda, and thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, John, and thanks for having me on your show.
So what actually, where did this all start? I understand the problem was when the meters stopped working, but give us a sense of how this started, but more particularly what made it escalate.
Thanks, John. So I'll just give you a brief history of how we got to where we are now. So around about beginning of December, we received a massive water bill from COJ. And this was based on estimates that the COJ had that were not necessarily the meter readings that we had, because we had a faulty meter before. So when this meter was fixed, we then established that we're using about 25 kiloliters per day of water.
Right.
However, COJ is charging us about 92 kiloliters of water. So you can imagine how that bill is going to look, you know, which is almost four times of what they're reading. And because COJ actually charges you on what they call a sliding scale, the more you use, the more you pay. So although the meter reading is four times what we've got, the cost of what we're paying is almost 10 times of what we should be paying.
Right.
So based on this and having this massive bill that the body corporate was slapped with, we decided to sign an acknowledgement of debt so that we obviously don't get disconnected. And this acknowledgement of debt has been paid on a monthly basis. In the meantime, we also then lodged a dispute with COJ specifically around this amount. And we'd been paying, obviously, our normal monthly water bills. So fast forward to about April or so, we realized that we're using about 25 kiloliters of water. This is something that we've taken up to COJ. We signed an acknowledgement of debt, but we're also in the process of dispute. Then on Wednesday, this past Wednesday afternoon, we just all of a sudden trying to get a glass of water, take a shower. There's no water in the taps.
So you've been cut off?
Then we realize we've been cut off.
Okay.
And, you know, we are a community of close to about 150 people with absolutely no water. You know, our body corporate and our trustees obviously are running around trying to figure out what's going on. And then we establish that we've been disconnected. And when we then obviously numerous, and when I say numerous, I mean numerous calls to COJ, going into their buildings, trying to figure out what is going on. And it was then apparent that they had quite conflicting messages. And this could be based on maladministration or just possibly just internal communication that has gone wrong. But when we then approached them, we were faced with about three different messages.
Right.
First one was, oh, your water should not have been disconnected. We're very sorry. It will be connected within 48 hours. So that was first message. Second message, your water should definitely be disconnected because you have not paid your acknowledgement of debt. The third one, which was even more concerning, oh, wait, how is your water disconnected? We can't see it on the system. Your water is not disconnected, so we can't help you because our system doesn't show that your water is disconnected.
So can I jump in at this point and ask you this? I mean, where do things stand now? Because you're getting these mixed messages. It's hard to know how to resolve a problem if you don't know what the problem is. I understand that there was an attempt to, you're saying, a solicit a bribe from you. How did that arise?
So on Saturday morning, when we then were told that somebody is going to come and connect us, around about 9:30, 10, we had somebody come through as promised. As they're trying to reconnect us, they say to us, oh, there's a part that's missing. I think they called it a strain or something like that, which is missing. And usually this is common practice. We found out that if your bill is more than 3 million, they can take out a strain or a filter out of you. But our bill is definitely nowhere close to that.
Right.
So then the technician says, I need to go fetch the parts. I'll be back by 12. You guys should have your water. So we're all happy. We're celebrating. We're going to have water at 12. 12 becomes 1, 2, 3. And all this time, our trustees are phoning this particular technician and he's saying, I'm on my way. I'm on Empire Road. We are literally about 5 to 10 minutes away from Empire Road. So we think he's going to come and connect. Nothing happens. Then after 5,
yes,
he then says to us, well, it's after hours. The disconnecting team has informed me that they need 2,500 for them to come out and connect you.
So where do things stand now? Are you about to re-engage with the city? How do you think this might get resolved?
So as of this afternoon, we then started receiving trickles of water. We have been reconnected after numerous emails back and forth. We managed to then get the regional bin manager to get involved. We got the ward councillor in. Some of our trustees engaged on Twitter, Facebook, just to get the message out there. So we have been reconnected. The water is out. But I think of great concern for us as a community is just how we were out of water for 6 days, but also just the events that took place within COJ. And acknowledge that people do not have water in South Africa. But, yes, you know, what is concerning for us was just the maladministration, which also then leaves a lot of risk for employees to take advantage of.
Thank you so much. So anyone with similar experiences, this happening out in Ilova, Rutenda Botma, who's a trustee or a resident and representing the body corporate in a building called Melrose Gardens. Similar experiences, maybe you found a way to get them resolved. Give us a call on that on 011-883-0702.